Rallying workers want ban on indoor smoking in Pennsylvania casinos. Efforts to ban smoking inside casinos have caused debate across the United States for years. While some states have imposed complete bans on indoor smoking, others still allow it in gaming areas due to regulatory loopholes. A joining of forces. In Pennsylvania, the issue of indoor smoking in casinos has been particularly contentious. Numerous workers and unions have been advocating for a smoking ban in these establishments. This Thursday, a coalition of anti-smoking advocates, unions, and casino workers will rally in support of this cause. The rally will feature representatives from the United Auto Workers, Casino Employees Against Smoking Effects, Representative Dan Frankel, and other key stakeholders. It will take place outside Rivers Casino, Pittsburgh, coinciding with meetings of the National Council of Legislators from Gaming States, NCLGS, which run from Wednesday, July 17, to Saturday, July 20. The aim of the demonstration is to draw legislators' attention to the harmful effects of secondhand smoke. Calls to change the law. Representative Dan Frankel, a vocal supporter of the smoking ban, introduced House Bill 1657 last year. This bill seeks to amend the Clean Indoor Air Act of 2008 to close the loophole allowing indoor smoking in casinos. In a recent interview, Frankel emphasized the ongoing exposure of casino workers to secondhand smoke and the persistent efforts by anti-smoking groups. Quote, "Casino workers deserve workplaces free from secondhand smoke, because no one should have to choose between their health and their paycheck." Dan Frankel, Pennsylvania State Representative. Frankel reiterated the need for legislation to ban indoor smoking, and he urged Pennsylvania to set an example by making physical casinos safe and healthy workplaces for everyone. Despite Frankel's advocacy, his bill has faced challenges. House Bill 1657 was amended in September and initially considered by the House in November. However, it lost momentum and was removed from the House agenda in April. Earlier this month, it was reintroduced, but its future remains uncertain.